This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva inaugurates Johnson & Johnson vaccination program. Central Committee meeting of the CPN UML is underway and at least 30 people killed in a Mumbai monsoon rains. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has inaugurated the Johnson & Johnson vaccination program. The vaccination program has been started by handing over the vaccine to the health workers at the Nepal Orthopedic Hospital in Jorpati, Kathmandu. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry was also present at the launch of the immunization program. In addition, Prime Minister Deva has also monitored the vaccination centers. According to Minister of Health, the vaccine will be given to people in the age group of 50 to 54 years, persons with disabilities who have A and B class identity cards, refugees living in Nepal, cleaning workers and others. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nepal's Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva for his appointment to the post of Prime Minister of Nepal. After Prime Minister Deva won the vote of confidence from the House of Representatives on Sunday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi telephoned Prime Minister Deva and congratulated him. Indian Prime Minister Modi congratulated Prime Minister Deva via Twitter as well. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his conversation, expressed his hope for further cooperation between the two countries and to strengthen the relation between two countries. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva thanked his Indian counterpart and expressed his hope for the cooperation between the two countries. Likewise, Prime Minister of Pakistan Imran Khan has congratulated Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva on winning the vote of confidence from the parliament. The Pakistan Prime Minister extended his congratulations through his Twitter post. The Pakistan Prime Minister said Pakistan looks forward to further deepening its cordial ties with Nepal and would continue to work closely with Nepal on issues of common interest. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN UML has begun in Tulasi Lal Memorial Foundation in Chasal, Lalitpur. According to Secretary of the UML Central Party Office, Sher Bahadur Tamang, the meeting will discuss on the party's constitution and party discipline. Likewise, the meeting will discuss the issue of taking action against the lawmaker who gave a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva against the party's decision. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has urged caution as most legal restrictions on social contact are lifted in England. There are now no limits on how many people can meet or attend events. Nightclubs reopened at midnight and table service will not be necessary in pubs and restaurants. Face coverings will be recommended in some spaces but not required by law. The Prime Minister, Chancellor and the Health Secretary are self-isolating and there are warning cases will surge. Some scientists are predicting that UK infections, currently at about 50,000 a day, could reach 200,000 a day later in the summer. Police said 13 people were killed and many others seriously burned when an overturned petrol tanker exploded in western Kenya as crowds thronged to collect the spilling fuel. The fuel truck collided with another vehicle and toppled over late on Saturday near Malanga, some 315 km northwest of Nairobi on the busy highway between Kisumu and the border with Uganda. Fire crews arrived on the scene 2 hours later to douse the inferno while those injured in the blast were taken to hospital. A local police chief in Siaya County, where the accident occurred on Sunday, said they counted 12 bodies at the scene and another person died in hospital from their injuries. Heavy monsoon rains have been lashing the western city of Mumbai. At least 30 people have died in landslides, a building collapse and from electrocution. Transport services have been hit and many areas are reporting flooding. The weather department has issued a red alert warning people of heavy rains over the next 24 hours. Monsoon rains are normal in the coastal city around this time every year, but the intensity has increased in recent years with the deluge often often killing people, flooding streets and homes, and causing massive traffic sounds. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva inaugurates Johnson & Johnson vaccination program. Central committee meeting of the CPN-UML is underway and at least 30 people killed in Mumbai monsoon rains. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.